For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores are available to you to follow your favorite teams. So get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
We be thumping.
Bang, the tang, tang.
Just act like you know, and homie, stop rocking.
Through stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks, making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Checkered up like a nut, going 5150. G'd up in the feet up, creased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clock up in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de un momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Kelly to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my N-I-A-K, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, don't get sprayed.
We be dropping,
bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Don't say nothing,
bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
We be dropping.
Let's real quick talk about the king and queen of the ring, okay? And there's only five matches, correct?
Yeah.
So the king and the queen of the ring opened up
with the Liv Morgan match.
Oh, Bianca, the tag match was a pre-show?
No, I'm looking on Pro Wrestling, and I can't find pay-per-view reports. Bro, let me, this is pretty key. So I'm going on Jason Powell's pay-per-view reports, okay? This is how many pay-per-views run since May 18th, New Japan Best of the Super Juniors. May 19th, New Japan Best of Super Juniors. May 20th, MLW Fury Road. May 20th, GCW Most Notorious. May 21, NJW and New Japan Best of the Super Juniors. May 21, GCW Sunday Night Special. May 22, New Texas Pro Wrestling Gorgeous Results. May 23, New Japan Pro Wrestling Best of Super Juniors. And then we got to last Saturday, the King and Queen of the Ring. Well, there's like tons of wrestling pay-per-views out of grief. So the King and Queen of the Ring starts off with, the pre-show, Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair, a match that didn't really need to happen. I guess the only reason they did this was they could show off that move they did, that pretty cool-looking DDT.
To the German.
I honestly think that's the only reason they had that match, so they could do that move, right? So then we go to the Becky Lynch against Liv. What you think of this girl?
Very, very good.
Yeah, Dom helped Liv. He slid the chair. We don't know who's going.
Right. Kind of look. Yeah, kind of buried him a little bit, but I think he, I think he's in cahoots with Liv somehow.
Right. Next was Sammy versus Bronson Reed versus Chad Gable in a triple threat. And they did the deal at the end where he wanted Otis to help him on the outside of the ring. Otis, Chad held Sammy up for Otis to clothesline him. Otis, what's his name? Sammy went out of the way. Otis clotheslines Gable, gets thrown in the ring, and what's his name? Sammy Zayn goes on. Right.
Those international crowds are incredible. The Arabian crowd was incredible. Bro, Sami Zayn was mega over. They sounded like those England crowds. They understand everything. They're into everything. Like even when Gable was out there, they were saying, you suck, you know, like they used to do to Angle. Mm-hmm. Really good atmosphere. Good match. And it was great storytelling when Gable was pushing Otis and telling him, hey, you fucked up. And he goes, now I want you to hit him. And he picked him up and Zayn moved out of the way and he clotheslined him. The place went nuts.
Yeah. So next was the Nia versus Lyra Valkyria. The only really great moment Lyra Valkyria had in this is when she came out with her outfit on, which was pretty cool. She had like, what? She looked like an X-Men character.
The finish was really cool because Lyra was trying to pick her up for like from the corner.
The power bomb. Yeah.
She sat right on her. She could have really fucked her up. And I will say one thing, Valkyria needs to make all her offense look good. A lot of it looked weak, and Nia's a big girl and she can get physical. She can take it.
Gunther versus Randy Orton, the King of the Ring finals. This is really good. Until the finish, which I think was an accident, where Gunther got him in the crucifix, but Orton's shoulders weren't down. He counted three.
No high flying, no topes, nothing dangerous, just snug, good work. Great selling by fucking Orton. Mm-hmm. Great physical match. This was great.
Right. And the main event was Logan versus Cody. There was really no doubt who was going to win this. But
it was still super entertaining.
Right. It was still very entertaining. And plus,
the special guest announcer got involved.
Right. And Cody beat up all his jabroni friends and ringside and stuff. But I did not like, I thought it got a little cartoonish at the end when Logan went to punch him with the brass knuckles and Cody caught his hand.
That was the cheesiest.
Right. It got a little cheesy at the end, but ends up doing what you thought of when Cody goes over with the crossroads.
For me to watch AEW and then watch WWE, it was way shorter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought it was a better show.
Interesting.
Yeah, the only thing is the report, Disco, you were correct. Fightful reports that finish was a botch. The ref did F up for the Orton Gunther match.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't have F up, but they just didn't. He should have told them. I mean, that was supposed to be the finish. They just didn't execute where his shoulders were down. They didn't count him anyway. I guess that is his fault, but that was the finish.
Because the way they treat the refs, it's like he's supposed to treat it like a shoot. So if he sees a shoulder, he shouldn't count three.
Right.
You know.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
The newest K100 partner is a company we're all big fans of, and I'm sure our audience is as well, and that's Roots of Fight. So K100 has partnered up with Roots of Fight to get our listeners 10% off an order of any size for a limited time only. So if you've had your eye on any of their products, don't hesitate. Go to rootsoffight.com and use our code K100 for 10% off. That's rootsoffight.com. Now, I know, Conan, that you've worked on this idea for a while, although it's definitely my idea, so I want full credit, but still, without me, we wouldn't have had this offer for our listeners. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. Here's the deal. Roots of Fight, we were wearing this before they even came here to sponsor the show. Is that from Roots of Fight, the one you're wearing now, Roddy?
Yeah, Roddy Piper. There's a lot of Piper retro stuff. Punk, CM Punk has worn this. Like, you know, Punk Twitter, he has this. And also, there's CM Punk merch on there for all you punk fans. But they've probably got tons of stuff.
So I got stuff. Because I'm a big Bruce Lee fan, so I got a lot of stuff from Bruce Lee. I got some Muhammad Ali. I got Rey Mysterio. I got Bret Hart. I got Andre the Giant. So I got a lot of stuff. It's very, very comfortable. It's excellent. Plus, they have, like, shorts and long pants. I got these Rey Mysterio green shorts that I wear all the time. They're super comfortable, cool. So check it out. You know, they got everything on there.
What do you got, Joe?
Yeah, I grabbed a couple of Bret Hart shirts, the T-shirt. Like Conan said, the material is really comfortable. So I got like a muscle shirt, too. So you'll never see that because why would I wear a muscle shirt on camera? And I also got this really comfortable hoodie. It's an Elvis Presley hoodie, right? But since it's Roots of Fight and it's kind of sports related and based, it's actually like an Elvis karate hoodie where it shows him doing karate. You know, Elvis was wearing the karate stuff. It was so comfortable. I'm kind of bummed that it's getting warmer. So like, it's almost like I can't wait to wear it next year. Yeah.
Yeah, so check out rootsoffight.com and take advantage of 10% off the code K100. They got stores for Muhammad Ali, Bret Hart, Rey Mysterio, Roberto Duran, Elvis, Roddy Piper. This offer is a limited time only, so jump on it. Get some new clothes to support the show by going to rootsoffight.com and use the code K100 for 10% off orders of any size. Boom.
Boom. You're stealing my line. I say that. Boom. I want to tell you something. I saw the, first of all, what a mark. I saw a picture of you with the Young Bucks. Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You went to the show, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How close were you to the action?
I was right below the hard cam, so maybe 7 rows off the floor.
All right. So you sat there for 5 hours and watched that?
I sat there for... Once Thunder Rosa hit the ring, which was approximately like...
Well, that's a pre-show, right?
20. Yeah, so I'll say, yeah, give or take 5 hours.
Okay, let me ask you a question. You were not tired? You at any time didn't go, fuck, this is a long fucking show?
My legs were hurting a bit, I'll say that. And I went to the...
Why are your legs hurting? Too.
The seats at the MGM Grand Garden Arena, those weren't very comfortable compared to like
T-Mobile Arena. Kind of like sitting on a Spirit Airlines seat instead of Delta, right? I guess, yeah.
Yeah, give or take. Like I prefer Southwest than Delta. I flew Delta really? 2 in economy once, and it wasn't that great. So I'm like,
really?
Everything.
Let me tell you why I prefer Delta. Okay, first of all, I don't care which way flying to Atlanta, I don't care because I take the first flight after work, no sleep. I get on the plane, sleep, so deal whatever. I think Southwest or Delta, but coming back. I like to take an early evening flight, and so I need the TV on Delta. So Southwest doesn't have the TVs.
Let me tell you why, to me, Delta is better than Southwest also, that you can upgrade the first class.
True that.
Right off the riff.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the K100 deep pockets right there, right?
Cool. Let me ask you another question, Harry.
No, did that's you have a press?
Did you have a press pass?
Yes, I did.
Did you read? Were you in the media scrum?
Yes, I was.
Did you ask a question?
I asked a question to
the question. What did you ask?
Osprey and to Tony Khan. Tanahashi was there. So I asked Tanahashi.
Yeah, he sat there during the whole thing, right?
Yeah, nobody had asked him a question. And I was literally the last question. So I was like, let me get him involved. So I asked him.
How did you introduce yourself? Harry Ruiz from the Raiders?
Raider Nation Radio. I work for the radio station out here in Vegas as well. So I got the credential through them. So with them. And I asked them that they've the Forbidden Door shows have been successful both for gates and for pay-per-view sales. So I asked Tanahashi if on the New Japan side, if they would be interested on doing that kind of show, a co-promotion, but in Japan. And Tanahashi, it took him a while, and he was like, I didn't understand like 80% of what you said.
Okay, that's a lame question.
I wish he would have put up the phone. Shibata would have lent him his phone. And then in the Okada voice, they would have said, shut up, bitches.
Did I tell you guys I had a press pass, but they didn't send it to me until Saturday. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, I know I got a flight schedule.
I like when the press goes over on Joe.
Yeah, JoJo, Collision, they didn't confirm until like a week and a half before the show. And Double or Nothing, they confirmed until the week of the show over here, too. So. Right. That's pretty standard.
Well, what were the other questions you asked?
Osprey, well, they just announced that the Hart tournament winners would be challenging for the World Championships out in Wembley at All In. So I asked Osprey if he had heard about that and if he was interested in participating in
it. That's another terrible question. Okay, what was the third question?
Let me do that.
What was the third question asked?
So
he's going to say, no, I'm not interested in that.
He said he hadn't heard about it, and that he was like, hey, he wants to go. Well, Tony then said that Osprey was getting prepared for the match, which is true, because Osprey was the first match of the pay-per-view portion.
What question did you ask Tony?
Tony got involved in the Forbidden
Door question.
In the Forbidden Door question, because Tanahashi couldn't answer.
All right. From now on, if you're going to be a contributor, keep it 100, okay? We're going to give you a question to ask if you're going to be in these media scrubs, okay? And if you don't ask the question that's directed
you'll
to you,
be banned from this show.
And the mailbag.
Yeah, and Harry probably should have introduced himself as the K100 Lucha Libre correspondent too.
Why didn't you just ask? Why didn't you ask? Hey, what do you say? Like you open the door here to CMLL, but you know, and AAA, but on Dynamite and Collision, none of the Mexican wrestlers ever seem to win a match. Why is that? That's what you should have said. Like hit a heart. Well, why do the Mexican wrestlers hardly ever put over on Dynamite?
You know, now that I think about it, they were in LA yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Was there any Mexican talent? Oh, yeah, the Gauntlet match, the CMLL guys, right?
Yeah, and I got part of the Lucha Minute or Lucha segment is that Penta and Phoenix wrestled on the Rampage tapings that went down right after Dynamite happened as well. Yeah. So Penta wrestled Konosuke Takeshita, which that match should be very good.
And he should have been on Dynamite.
What's your guy's name? Huh? The Abrahantes guy, what's his name? His first name?
Yeah, Alex
Abrahantes.
You should have asked, do you think Alex Abrahantes is bringing Penta down?
Oh, and you know what? So I was there. So they had them. They had the Spanish and the English announcers side by side ringside.
I saw Alex standing up when somebody...
When Mayweather was behind Swerve. Yeah, right. So I bought the pay-per-view on Fight 2 to watch it afterwards at home, and I started listening to it in Spanish. Here's the craziest part. So the trios match, I think, was the second match of the show or the third.
Right.
Abrahantes started ringside. It's Sunday. You know what that means in Spanish. Double or Nothing, the five-year anniversary, blah, 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 blah. Pitch goes to his announcer teammate. And then he's like, okay, I got to go because I got to go help the Lucha Bros in their match tonight. And he left the other guy by himself for like 3.5 matches. I'm like, on the English side, you got 4 announcers all the time. On the Spanish side, Abrahantes got to leave to lead and just have one guy announce 4 matches in a row, which I thought is ridiculous.
Well, Harry, if I were you, maybe say, hey, you know what? I'm a contributor.
The hashtag that you got. I've got it like that.
No, you should just come to ask.
I speak Spanish. When this guy leaves for 40 minutes, I can fill in for him.
Yeah. Why don't you see if you can get on the Spanish broadcast next time they're in Vegas?
We'll figure it out next time they're in town, that's for sure. But yeah, so that was part of the Lucha segment that Penta and Phoenix will be tomorrow on TNT, I'm thinking. 3:30 p.m. is the
they
show.
They should not early. Be on Rampage.
Yeah, Rampage. Rampage.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull an Ohtani rookie card, but with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com, the only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. ArenaClub.com and the Slab Pack. This is an interesting site to check out if you're into card collecting or that kind of hobby. I've never seen this done before where you could buy a pack of sports cards, you know, baseball, basketball, football, whatever you want, and you're going to know and you're going to see by percentages what kind of cards you're going to get, who you're going to get, and more. My first slab pack, I wanted to grab a baseball one, and I actually wound up with this sweet Dave Winfield autograph. I got a valuable 2019 Juan Soto card. It also included this really awesome Jim Thome card. It was kind of like a drawing, a painting of Jim, and on the back was all his pertinent stats, a little story of his career, so that was really cool. I hadn't collected cards in many years, but when I heard about Arena Club and heard about the slab pack, I had to go check it out. And these Arena Club slab packs are revolutionizing the repack game by introducing transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading or selling, and they'll be officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and an explanation of how your card was scored. Whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. And right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/K100. Crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. And that's arenaclub.com/K100 for 10% off your first purchase. If you're a collector, if you're interested in starting up collecting, there's nowhere better to go than arenaclub.com. Add on that 10%, you'll get a sweet discount, and you'll be supporting K100. That's arenaclub.com/K100. For 10% off your first purchase.
So we do these reviews, right, of the pay-per-view sometimes when we watch.
Yeah.
So this time I did watch Double or Nothing. I'm going to go over each match real quick, and you give me your impression. Okay. Well, this will be our review.
Just go read. We'll get Harry's impression.
You will get mine too. Osprey versus Strong.
Incredible. I mean, watching Will Osprey in person is, I've seen him in person maybe 4 times wrestle, 3 times here in Vegas, once in PWG in Bola. Oh, no, and once at WrestleCon, like when he was brand new to the States. It might have been his first weekend in the States. And that guy always delivers and has the fans at the edge of their seats. I love that match.
How many stars did you give the match?
5.5. Nah, just kidding.
Really? The guy almost broke his neck on him outside. You give that 5 stars?
That was weird because the guy even pushed his legs out to help him rotate, and he still landed on his neck. He could have really gotten fucked up there.
Right?
Of course he did. He could have. The bump itself is you're surprised he didn't get hurt then.
So yeah. How bad could he have been hurt?
Well, that's what you're saying. But the visual, if he was down and out, seeing that, you'd be like, Jesus. You would have just, like, the visual was bad. I mean, like,
okay, let me say this. This match was great. What a way to start off the show. Two great workers. You know, the international championship changes hands. You know, Osprey, you're right. When you see him in person, he's incredible. I saw him in PWG. I saw him in Impact. He was incredible. Disco doesn't like his promos because they haven't been that great lately, but he can cut a really good
promo. I say he can cut a good promo. He speaks well. It's just I don't like the context of the stuff he's talking about. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like when you're cutting, when you got a promo and your promo is calling out a Japanese guy you wrestled 7 years ago, it's like, dude, I'm not interested in that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, he's saying a lot of stuff that doesn't interest me, but I could tell if you gave the guy some stuff to chew on, he could probably get a really good broke.
Last week on Wednesday, after he lost that tag team match with Orange Cassidy against Trent and Roderick Strong, they taped the promo backstage and they posted it on social media, and it was very, very good. And then they aired it on Collision on Saturday too, because they were like, heck, that was very good, and they should start doing that more often. If something you do backstage is really good and you post it on social media, do it on your TV show on Friday either.
How about this? If there's something that's good content on the other shows, put it on the next show so we know what happened, like the latest.
Which is what they did.
They didn't have one of the best promos of all their TV last week.
Oh, my God. I know.
Was it Chris Daniels?
That was great. You
know, Chris Daniels. I'm like, why was this not part of the package for this match?
Right.
We literally had to show it on this to get, like, this is what they did.
Let me tell you something. I don't know how you feel about them, but poor Bennett and Tavern, they come off so JoJo. They had nothing to Strong since they got there. Okay. And they're not a menace or threat to anybody. They always get beat up, you know. Wardlow came out to powerbomb the guy, and the ref caught him. They do that way too much now. I think 3 matches, the ref threw the people out from ringside. You know, it's going to come to a point where people aren't going to pop anymore. Bro, I thought Strong looked great in this match. He's so underrated as a worker, bro. And I love the part where Strong was selling a neck injury, and Ospreay kind of looked concerned. Callis ran up into the thing, and he goes, hit him with your Tiger Driver. He goes, he's going to the hospital anyways. That was good. That was great.
But even the beginning of the match, Conan, where he was going to hit Roderick Strong with the hidden blade while they were doing their pose.
Yeah.
That was a great start. I mean, from beginning to end.
I like to put over whoever was dressed as Jesus Christ in the audience.
Bro. Was there Saturday and Sunday, and the wrestlers were popping so strong for him every time. Like, they would see him and they would go take a photo with him or high five him.
Let me tell you something. I was on the first Jericho cruise, right? And there was this little part that me, Dio Moore, and Callis always hung out with at where all the food was. They had a ping pong table there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was during Halloween. So Jericho threw like a Halloween festival, and some guy was dressed as Jesus. And I was at the ping pong table, faded as fuck on Fireball and weed and beating Dio Moore and everybody. This motherfucker came in there talking shit, and I beat Jesus, bro.
You beat Jesus? Awesome. Oh,
let's get to the next match. It took a Sesame Bar Coral,
the MJF return.
Incredible. I mean, the fans loved Adam Cole coming back, but when
they
MJF...
I didn't know he was coming back, because when Cole was talking, they were chanting MJF's name.
Because the last time we saw MJF was with Adam Cole during the World's End pay-per-view with the devil thing. And
right, so here's my question. Why was Adam Cole welcoming MJF back with open arms if that's the last thing that they had of their, you know?
Instead of running away, he's still in the ring and was like, "Whoa, hey, come on, bro, chachos."
No, I was actually right away, and then an MJF runs around after him like Braun Strowman. I thought
from what I've heard is that Adam Cole isn't completely cleared, but that was a safe bump that he could take for his injury. So he took the bump and now they can write him off of TV for a bit, and MJF kind of like closes that chapter for now.
Why was MJF in on Dynamite yesterday?
Yes. I hated that.
I don't know. That was weird, dude. I don't know.
I put Dynamite on and there was no MJF return, which they didn't mention until 9:45. Because if they told you early, people were going to change the channel. And then I didn't see Swerve on it at all. I'm like, where's the world champion? Where's MJF?
Swerve was on it, wasn't
he? He wrestled.
He had a match.
In the first half?
He had a match and then a thing at the end. He had three different things. He had a promo in the back, and he had closed the show.
And he had a match.
I didn't watch the first hour, Conan. I didn't see the first hour.
And how about the second part?
I missed him, apparently.
Yeah, he opened the show. Well, he had the first match of the show. But yeah, so, MJF, the fans were going crazy for him. And hopefully he turns back to his completely heelish ways.
The Lucha Bros and their account in Abrahantes.
I mean, they were over, but versus the Bang Bang Gang.
The Bang Bang Pew Pew Gang.
Yeah, that match kind of brought the fans a little bit down. I mean, the Lucha Bros, they got their high spots, they got their big moves, but fans weren't really into it until Juice Robinson came back and
that got a big pop.
Yeah, that got a big pop. That closed. That had the fans really excited, and the Bang Bang Gang retained their titles.
And bro, the Guns are great bump takers and very entertaining. I like them a lot.
Entertaining. Mm-hmm.
I know. So you popped for the Lucha Bros, the Death Triangle entrance.
Yeah.
They used to do that, but it had been over a year and a half since they had been the three of them together. Yeah. But me personally, I prefer the Bang Bang Gang entrance. I think it's really cool with the light, with them spitting the water and all of that. I think it's very cool too.
D versus Storm.
The character is very over. The fans love Toni Storm. The match, I feel like it brought down the fans a little bit, and after being very high with Ospreay, the show kind of like hit a lull there, even though Toni Storm and Mariah May are very over with the fans.
She wasn't really healing Deeb.
That's another thing. I know that you guys saw it more as Serena being the heel and
Well, they were booing her last week.
Here's the problem with Toni Storm, okay? She's so good in her character, she's going to get babyface reaction. But they book her as a heel, like in a heelish faction. And it's like,
bro, people are cheering her.
So I know. So the fans are not, they're in this gray area when she works. It's like they brought Deeb in originally as a babyface because Storm's healing, but then Storm's so good at her character, they started booing Deeb. So then Deeb had to play heel because they're cheering Storm. So it's like, you know, yeah, it's just weird. Yeah.
I know you guys saw Serena going with the shoe as a heel move, but if you go back to a week behind on TV, the reason why she was aggressive was because Toni Storm attacked Serena Deeb, stole the towel, stripped down, used the towel, not the towel, the flag. So they were continuing the storyline. Well,
dude, when she sat on that chair and did the Boston Crab, that's not a babyface thing to do. But at the end of the day, Toni Storm has so much personality that they're going to boo Deeb next to her because she's kind of like...
They're going to boo anybody next to her right now.
Yeah. You know, and I think the reason that this match for you was a little bit down is because the first three matches were so fast and this was more like counters and submissions. It was pretty good. I will say this. I like when Storm did the rope break with her teeth. That made me crack up. And at the end, when she was wrapped up with the girl on the ramp, and the confetti was falling.
And they went down. They were like laying down on the ramp and everything.
Cassidy and Beretta.
Same.
I mean,
bro, how much heat does Beretta have there live?
No, I mean, there were fans that were chanting F you, Trent, and that they were into the storyline, but I'll say it was like maybe 30%, 40%.
I was hoping, and I told Disco was said maybe that, you know, as a heel, he'll be much better. So far, he's still lame to me, still crickets and tumbleweeds.
Hey, hopefully he's able to turn it around now that hopefully. He's going to be on TV with your boy.
The Chris Shibata hook.
I'll be honest, I took it as my bathroom break. I came back and I was like, what's that on the floor? I had to zoom in with my camera. I was like, oh, dice. It's dice. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that was Chris that took, and he took a bump on them. Those did not look like they have any give.
The table didn't break.
They had to improvise.
You had the run-ins by Big Bill. I was hoping it was going to be Sammy Guevara, but it ended up being the bounty hunter, Brian something or whatever his name is.
Why is this spelled even a thing? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And now the guy that showed up with the mask, the bounty hunter, now he's going to be under the Jericho Learning Tree. Good luck making that guy a star. He's going to be like Action Andretti Part 2.
100%. That's how I see it. And I'm an AEW fan.
How about Moxley and Takeshita?
That was hard hitting. And the fans actually got very into that match. I mean, Moxley, when you talk about him in Vegas, he used to live here. He had the run in to end the first ever AEW show. He's going to be beloved by the AEW fans. And they were very into that match, too. That one was the one that kicked it up and started getting the positive momentum once again that they had at the beginning.
Yeah, that was a very physical match. And and he gave Tack a lot. I mean, Tack did not look bad in this, even though they treat him like a mid-carder.
That's the thing. Takeshita, in my opinion, is one of the best wrestlers that they have in that company, but they just don't know how to book him in a way where he's going to be a star.
That seems to be a thread in that company.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
We have some great news.
All right.
The Legacy Test Stack and the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack are back in stock for LegacySubs.com. And I'm sure our boy Nick Aldis, who ruptured a biceps tendon, is going to be stacking up on the Legacy Test Stack and the ultimate chest stack to rehabilitate his injury. Do you think he might be doing that?
For sure.
Well, this product has been proven to be so popular, the Legacy has been out of stock for almost a month. So if you've been on the fence about trying their best-selling stack for safety and naturally optimizing your testosterone levels, don't hesitate. The modern world is full of harmful chemicals that lower your testosterone, and the best way to fight back is to make sure you're naturally stimulating your body's own natural testosterone production at all times. Healthy testosterone levels account for more strength and more energy, that's obvious. Also, a healthier sex drive and better sleep. A lot of people probably didn't know that. So invest in your health and performance now and order the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack at LegacySubs.com. And remember to use the code K100. It's the number one discount code used for LegacySubs.com to get a 10% discount and support the show. That's LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy. All of our friends, if they get it, don't forget, reorder if you're running out. And for all our newbies that are listening to this, we've got great testimonials from our followers that have been using this. They've been losing weight, feeling better, getting more muscular. It's great products there by our boy Nick Aldis and LegacySubs.com.
Right. And there's a reason why this is their best-selling thing. We've been doing business with them for 3 years. You know, the Test X9 is like an optimizer. So like he said, it helps with libido. It helps with your energy levels. It helps with your workouts. I mean, you know, testosterone. That's why guys over 40 years old are just running to get the TRT therapy. You know what I'm saying? Because right. It works. So we use these products ourselves. You can't go wrong with them. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom. So Copeland and...
Malachi Black.
Yeah.
So the fans were very into, like, when it seemed like the House of Black was going to betray Malachi Black, because the talk is that he might be going back to WWE. So everybody bit that phone and thought it was going to happen. It didn't happen. And then the spot happened and everybody got very uncomfortable with it because it looked... Everybody went from being very excited with him going to the top of the cage to then once he landed on his feet, it was like, what the hell was that? And then Gangrel came out. I was like, all right, that's a nice spot that happened and it ended. But it was difficult to see when you're in person with that type of cage. But it was a roller coaster where it was like people got very excited and then very low and then a little bit excited and then the match ended.
Yeah,
I'm ultra disappointed.
Why?
In what the. Dude, these guys are very, very, like, look at the amount of guys over 40-something years old that have performed in wrestling lately that are all getting hurt multiple times. Punk, 2 or 3 times. Edge, or Christian, Taurus, Tricep. The only guy that doesn't ever get hurt is Jericho, but he never got hurt. You know, back in the day.
Well, he's been hurt before. Remember that time he took that bump off that thing that he hit the pad and he still got hurt?
Blood and guts.
Yeah,
I think he was even in a sling for a while.
Yeah, but that's like the most. Okay, but here's my point: is I'm disturbed when I see these commodities, these older commodities. Okay, guys like even Sting and stuff for everybody, and they're getting paid a fortune. And it's like, bro, they put themselves or they're booked by Tony to be put in precarious, dangerous situations, and they voluntarily go out there and do these risky spots. And these guys are getting paid a ton of money. They're getting hurt, and now they're off TV. And it's like I don't know why you're not protecting. These guys are like literally going to AEW. And it's like, oh great, we could do like CZW wrestling now, and they're bleeding all over the place and doing crazy bumps. And they will protect these guys. They won't have to do that. They're already super
from themselves.
Old.
Yeah,
but right, like when Sting. At that match, we dove off the thing under the table to his chin. I was like, why is Sting doing this? It's like, come on, here. Like, you know, bro, I'm telling you, it's they're tarnishing their legacy by marking out for indie wrestling at that age and their career and getting hurt. If they're all healthy, like fine, but you're getting hurt doing this. It's not worth it. I don't. It's disturbing to me to watch that happen. You know?
Okay.
It seems like they want to do stuff that they weren't allowed to do in WWE.
And you're getting hurt. I was just staring that, you know, we talked about this. They said that Jericho on the Learning Tree should do a segment on safety. and talk about how all these guys are being stupid. You're doing like, could you imagine anyone others like on the learning tree has a big thing on the scene, safety. But that's our right. That's our buzzword of the week. Right. And he's showing all these guys getting hurt, and he's talking about don't be a stupid idiot. You know, it's like, all right, bro, how much you would they have?
How about the Young Bucks in their promo on Wednesday that they said they told Adam Copeland, hey, go break a leg.
Yeah.
No. Oh, good line. Mercedes versus Willow.
Willow is ridiculously over with this fan base. They have to keep pushing this woman. They have to keep keeping her in great programs. I think the Statlander one should be good, but after that, you still got to have like a year planned of good stuff with Willow because that fan base loves her. Mercedes, she got a lot of love at the beginning, but then when Willow came out, it was like, hey, everybody was on the homegrown talent side of the things, and I think the match was entertaining.
Yeah, it was hard hitting. Like they didn't hold anything back.
Fans wanted Willow to win, though, and they kind of took the wind out of the sails at the end.
You had to know Monet was going over. You don't pay for the
books. Yeah, I mean.
In the history of
women. But what I was saying is I didn't see it, but I heard the reaction live was kind of like, people kind of disappointed.
She's really over.
And I'll say this, when I was in line for the Young Bucks meet and greet for the sneakers, I was right behind a family that flew in from the UK and their little kid, I think he was 12, 13 years old. He was like,
Wait a second. You had a press pass, you waited in line?
The day before, Saturday, there was a meet and greet.
Jared, take your press pass, show it to the people, hey, and walk right in and go right to the front and go up to them. Hey, can I get a word with you? I'm with Raider Nation.
This is my problem with the wrestling press today. The problem with the wrestling press. See that? Harry's masquerading as a reporter and a journalist. And in the meantime, the day before, he's in line for a meet and greet.
Hey,
that's a great point. Right, Tony?
Here you go.
Yeah, it's a good point.
I wasn't getting on my feet. I wasn't cheering. I wasn't doing anything. There were people in front of me that were media members. That MJF came out. It stands up.
They have belts. Did any of the media
have media
belts?
Members.
Harry, did you begin your question at the press conference? So Will Ospreay said, Harry Ruiz, Raider Nation, congratulations on your victory. Did you say that?
Nope. and here's the weirdest part. So,
you like that the media scores like, hey, congratulations on your victory.
What was your strategy to beat Willow?
No, that's the thing. They were speeding through the press conferences because they've lasted very long in the past. And
it says
Will Ospreay,
90 minutes.
Yeah, they had lasted like 2.5 hours. I remember when it was at T-Mobile Arena last year, I didn't leave the arena until midnight.
So let me tell you something that happened in this match that was really traumatizing for me.
Mercedes?
And it was very heelish. When Statlander attacked Willow, she took off her friendship bracelet. Can you believe that?
That Willow had given her.
Yeah.
That Willow had given her.
Yeah.
Bitch.
That's nuts.
It was an excellent.
So it was a triple main event. That was the first one of the triple main event. Swerve against
Christian and Cage.
Christian Cage versus Swerve Strickland for the.
I mean, that against Christian and Cage. Swerve versus Christian Cage. How was that?
That match. I mean, I knew who was going to win. Same thing as the previous match. These guys made me think that they might be doing switching the belt because of the way they booked the match. I thought it was really good. I thought that both guys delivered and they didn't have to do any crazy stunts
because they were telling a story and they took their time. Cage was great here. Swerve was good here. Great also. Fuck good.
And by the way, Floyd Mayweather, I saw him literally walk in as the match was about to start with his whole entourage sitting front row. And
how many guys do you have? About 4 or 5 guys?
Like 12.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Yeah, they took over.
Well, that's right. He's to come
out. Oh, he's definitely going to work with them.
And then the ref threw everybody out another match.
When Mayweather used to come into Sapphire, okay, he would walk in and the guy would have his money bag with him, his bag of money, and he would pull out the money and he would walk up to every employee that had a suit and tie on and he'd walk up and give everybody $100.
That's good.
Hey, imagine having that type
best tip for Vegas by far. And he's still one of the biggest heels in the town, which is crazy. But people like to work in Vegas are like, yeah, this guy's a babyface.
He's
a lot of money, right?
Okay, last match, main event.
It had a super hot start, but it just like I think that's where the fans felt that it went too long. The second half of the match, it kind of went down, and then they hung Darby up. And at first it was cool, but then it became uncomfortable where it was like, yo, that guy's still hanging up there. Help him out. Bring him down. Do something.
Yeah, this guy's been hit by a bus already, so it's not really bad.
Did you notice that they tried, Jungle Boy, Jack Perry, tried to run him over with his scapegoat bus?
Yeah,
too.
Bus. Yeah, I saw that.
Because he got hit by a bus in real life.
Right. The scapegoat thing at the front, that's very JoJo. But the bus spot, I thought that was funny. But let me say this. What did people say when you saw Tony Khan rolling down the ramp live?
They were shocked, but
they're like, what are they doing?
From the screen that Jungle Boy, that Jack Perry pulled Tony Khan, and it took forever between him pulling Tony Khan to Tony Khan coming out with Jack Perry.
Now, let me tell you this. There's been two bookers, okay, that have decided to be on-screen characters in the history of the business, okay? Vince Russo is one of them, and as an on-screen character, he was terrible because he didn't know how to sell properly. He just didn't know what to do. Like, he just cut promos, but like when it came time to sell the interview, he looked off like his clues. Tony's the same way. Like, guys that do not know how to perform in front of a crowd, like self-reverb, just do some simple basic things right, you know? You shouldn't put him on TV. It ruins everything.
I'll say this. I immediately forgot Tony was out there because that's when the flamethrower thing happened.
The announcer supposedly buried the spot because when Jack Perry was going backstage, they stooged off and said, what's all that stuff all over him or something like that? Like all the
so I'm noticing that he was like soaking wet.
Right. Yeah.
And it was like, okay, he's going to get turned on fire.
Right. But the announcers are not supposed to tip that off. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But that's the second year in a row where they put in, when you have anarchy in the arena, it's fun for the fans in attendance having all this stuff coming to you. And like I try to get to the other side of the arena to see some of the stuff going on in the concourse, but they had it blocked off. So I just went back to my seat, and the fans had a lot of fun. Like I said, halfway through the match, they went a little bit down. And then at the end, Jack Perry, just like last year, Wheeler Yuta was the one that got the pin in anarchy in the arena. This year was Jack Perry.
You know what I heard? Tell me if this is accurate. When the music stopped playing, the crowd kind of went flat.
True, and it happened the previous 2 years as well.
Right, but it played a song, then the music went off, and it was like, hey, what's going on? We like to be in there again. You kind of like, you lose a vibe, right? Yeah.
But that's like something where it's like, you're not used to it. Having a wrestling match with music going on and everybody getting into it so much,
I thought it was funny when they came out and the Young Bucks played like instrumental music, remember? And then
that's their new song.
Yeah, and Daniels was like, take that shit off and play the best. That was funny.
$200,000.
$200,000. Yeah, I was just gonna say that.
Oh, incredible.
And they stopped it right as the song was about to end because it's like, hey, we played again. That's $200,000 more that we gotta pay for that song. I mean, overall, it's AEW.
As a matter of fact, you were sitting there, the people were chanting, we want music.
Yeah, the same thing happened the last 2 years, Conan. Fans were like, we want music, because the first year it was Wild Thing.
How would you summarize the show?
I mean, overall, it's fun. For fans that are AEW fans that go to the show, I even had friends that were WWE fans, one that's a Raider employee that went for the first hour because then he had something else to do, and he was completely amazed by Ospreay. He loved the MJF promo. He enjoyed the Lucha Bros match. He's like, bro, next time I'm in town, they're in town, he has to go to the whole show. I'm like, yeah, man, if you enjoy wrestling, that's for you. If you want a 2-hour promo, that's what TV is for the other company.
They actually miss, I didn't see Anarchy in the Arena. Now, tell me if they did this. Did they use any of the MGM hotel? Well, I'm just saying, like, there's like so many different spots that you could do. Like, you can have the guys fight outside and stumble into a comedy club, like, in a guy's after, like, cut jokes. And like, they go by, like, you know, they stop. They're like, and the guy grabbing hands on the bike, and they try to do so. Bro, there's like so much stuff you could have done, you know, like, because you're in Vegas, you know, like maybe there's like,
So they're trying to keep...
The less shows is going on.
What was the match? What was the match then where they fought into the club and Conan was a DJ? What was Stadium that Anarchy Stampede? Arena?
Right.
Stadium Stampede.
Right.
Okay.
Stadium Stampede, right.
But that's the thing. Back then, there was no fans in attendance. So you could take that match all over the place. Right here, they were trying to keep it with fans being able to watch the action instead of just sitting there watching it on his
own. I'm going to tell you
Conan, has been a character on AEW twice. Yeah. One time he was a drug dealer, and another time he was a DJ. What do you think?
I've been there like four times.
Yeah, and another time he went face to face with Tully.
And there was the problem with Tully.
The time I went up with...
Oh, yeah, well, you torched Tully, and he didn't even have any comeback.
That was amazing.
That was funny. Cornette described that promo. He goes, I don't know if like, they didn't give Tully any like verbiage. He goes, if you were keeping score, then he goes, what was it, 100-0?
And that was the day that you just got there right before the show, right?
Yeah, I did. I just thought of that up the top. We didn't have a chance to go over anything, bro, because I got there late.
That's why I sang those notes.
So this is what I said about
you didn't use any Joe's notes for me.
I was trying to show him what not to say.
Bro, don't make me destroy you.
I know.
Let me tell you about this show. Some good, some bad. Okay. I really like Strickland and Cage, and I really like Ospreay versus Strong. Okay. With an honorable mention to the Willow match. But this was, for me, very, very, very long, overbooked, and a lot of hot shotting.
I mean, that's a fair assessment. For the fans that watched it that are AEW fans, like myself,
yeah,
I would agree. Time. I would say it's a good time. It can be a little
too long
bit shorter.
For me, bro.
Ain't got to be 10 matches, in my opinion, but they did it. Two quick things. I bumped into Jimmy Jacobs on Saturday after Collision. Right. I asked him if he was aware of him being a member of the Disco List and why, and he said he had heard about it and that it has been 2 years since he has last had his fingernails or toenails.
We need paint. Photographic proof.
Yeah,
I actually, he was wearing flip flops. I saw his feet. There was no.
That's not
no
good. I need you. Could be like, cahoots.
I look at you as incredible. The credibility of Michael Cohen on the stand. So I would definitely need.
See some
more evidence because I don't. Yeah.
We need photographic proof. Why didn't you flip out your camera and take a picture?
Right. Hey, if you would have thought I was a freak with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, take a sneaky picture of his feet.
I got to show them.
Let me take a picture of your feet.
Yeah, let me lick your toes.
I'm doing this to show these fucking guys that you don't do it anymore and to take you off the Disco List.
Right.
Besides, Harry already got caught snapping a picture of Harley Cameron's feet, so he's already in hot water a little bit.
And last thing, here's the Young Buck sneakers.
Okay.
And by the way,
those are way too bulky for me, man. I like light, like the Yeezys, or like I like stuff that's not that bulky anymore.
And they saw me wearing the sneakers during the press conference, and they gave me this little belt that is for the sneakers. So that's it was cool. It was a cool weekend.
They're cool guys.
Oh yeah, and that's the thing. They haven't done a meet and greet in Vegas since like 2021, maybe.
Yeah, they're great guys.
2022. So
I love working with them.
Yeah, they were amazing. So shout out to AEW. That was fun.
Yo, support K100 and check BetOnline. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door.
Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.